Death at the Bar by Nio Marsh. The dedication reads, "For my friends in the Dunedin Repertory Society." Chapter 1. The Plume of Feathers. As Luke Watchman drove across Otterbrook Bridge, the setting sun shone full in his eyes. A molten flood of sunlight poured towards him through the channel of the lane and broke into sequins across Otterbrook waters. He arched his hand over his eyes and peered through the spattered dazzle of the windscreen. Somewhere about here was the turning for Ottercombe. He lowered the window and leant out. The warmth of evening touched his face. The air smelt of briar, of fern, and, more astringently, of the distant sea. There, 50 yards ahead, was the finger post, with its letters almost rubbed out by rain. Ottercombe, 7 miles. Watchman experienced the fulfilment of a nostalgic longing and was content. Only now, when he was within reach of his journey's end, did he realize how greatly he had desired this return. The car moved forward and turned from the wide lane into the narrow. The curves of hills marched down behind hedgerows. There was no more sunlight. Thorns brushed the windows on each side, so narrow was the lane. The car bumped over potholes. The scent of spring-watered earth rose coldly from the banks. "Downhill all the way now," Watchman murmured. His thoughts travelled ahead to Ottercombe. One should always time arrivals for this hour, when labourers turned homewards, when lamps were lit, when the traveller had secret glimpses into rooms whose thresholds he would never cross. At the Plume of Feathers, Abel Pomeroy would stand out in the roadway and look for incoming guests.